Hello and welcome to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Hispanics hold the key to growth in the US. Google pushes its patent service and Russia and China have created a new e-commerce platform. A new study by Nielsen has shown the rising influence of Hispanics on economic growth in the US. The report looked into the buying power of America's Latino population, finding that it was growing substantially in part due to the steady rise in population. Whilst Hispanics currently make up 18% of the US population, it's estimated that due to the slowing birth rates of non-Hispanics, by 2060, that percentage will rise to 29%. Because of this rise, Hispanics controlled $1.3 trillion US dollars worth of buying power, an increase of 167% since the year 2000. Notably, during the same period, non-Hispanic buying power grew by just 76%. The population growth also brings more bilingual consumers to the US market, providing an advantage for marketers who can then target consumers in two languages. Google is pushing further forward with its patent search service, announcing that it will soon be including 11 more national patent offices. When it launched 10 years ago, the service only worked with patents filed in the US, European, and world patent offices. However, Google has announced that it plans the service's largest expansion so far, aiming to introduce patents filed in the UK, Japan, South Korea, France, and many other countries. Meanwhile, EU Parliament member Julia Reda has had her say on the search giant's potential strategy following the EU ruling to allow publishers to charge Google for reproducing parts of articles on its news page. Reda said that publishers who want to continue to show up in Google search results will give Google a free license, and Google's smaller rivals won't get a free license. Russia and China are to work together on the creation of a new e-commerce platform. The platform will be called LeLive and comes after an agreement between the Russian Far East Development Fund and China's LeEco. The aim of the new platform will be to enable the promotion of Russian agricultural products in the large Chinese market. It'll run on China's pre-existing LeEco system, which already has 350 million monthly users in the country and has recently expanded into the US and India. LeLive will sell staple foodstuffs from Russia to Chinese customers, with distribution being handled on a newly announced cross-border railway. Southeast Asian e-commerce is looking to become one of the fastest growing markets in the world, with total revenues looking like they will surpass $25 billion US dollars in 2020 from $11 billion in 2015. Research shows that B2C e-commerce will grow at a yearly rate of nearly 18% in the six largest countries in the region. Last year, Malaysia and Thailand were the two largest markets, but both are expected to be surpassed by Vietnam and Indonesia's emerging e-commerce markets within 5 years. The research gathered by Frost and Sullivan does also point out, however, that the smaller countries face difficulties where in some places half of the population may not have a bank account, and places similar to the Philippines, which are logistically difficult to access. And finally, Pakistan's connectivity rate is to be given a boost when 5 million of its rural farmers will receive smartphones. From October, the devices will be distributed across the country with the aim of improving the farmers' knowledge of modern agriculture. Dr. Umar Saif from the Punjab Information Technology Board said the farmers will receive free alerts about the use of pesticides for their yields, as well as other advice from experts. Pakistan is not the first nation to try this type of scheme, with India and Kenya having used smartphone technology for its farming industry. The move has been described as laudable, but getting the relevant information to farmers has been pulled up as a possible hurdle by some, including Hendrik Nosh, who was involved in a similar project in Africa. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.